When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, June 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks were off to the races as investors' worries about higher interest rates eased. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 823 points, or 2.7%, to close at about 31,501. The S&P 500 was up about 116 points, or 3.1%, and the Nasdaq finished 375 points higher, or 3.3%. It was actually some downbeat news that jump-started stocks. Weaker economic data regarding consumer confidence, as well as manufacturing and services activity, suggested to investors that the Federal Reserve may not have to raise interest rates as aggressively in order to protect the economy. All 11 sectors of the S&P 500 were in positive territory, with financials among the strongest performers. Shares of Wells Fargo rose 7.5%, while Goldman Sachs was up 5.8%. Software firm Zendesk surged 28% after it said it would be acquired by a group of investors including Permira and Hellman & Friedman for $10.2 billion. And FedEx rallied 7.2% a day after reporting a rise in revenue driven by higher shipping rates and fuel surcharges. Elsewhere, Carnival shares jumped about 12.5% after the cruise line operator reported it was on track for a nearly 50% increase in quarterly revenue compared with the first 3 months of the year. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings and Royal Caribbean also each posted double-digit gains. But shares of LendingTree fell 7.9% after the online financial marketplace lowered its earnings outlook for the current quarter, saying rising interest rates had weakened demand for home loans. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.